use a straw is under attack by turtle-loving environmental wackos. Sure, they'll say it's just a straw. But what's next? Sippy cups? Travel mugs? The right to drink itself? In 1775, Patrick Henry, while waiting for a caramel macchiato at a Virginia Starbucks, proclaimed, "Give me a straw or give me death."
Patrick?
Your inalienable right to suck a sugary carbonated beverage through a plastic tube, a right granted by our forefathers, by God himself, is being threatened. Remember, straws don't kill turtles. Turtles who don't know how to use straws kill turtles. A message from the NSA, the National Straw Association.
It is a couple of minutes past 5 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. We've been wondering, we had a little, didn't really become much, the thing with KIV apologizing for something there was no pictures of. That may be honest, I thought that was unnecessary. But in Virginia, where you have Democrats in the top three state positions, the two white guys doing blackface photos, one a doctor who has no trouble. This is a guy who's trained to save lives. No trouble with, well, we'll put the baby on the table while you make up your mind. I mean, that's beyond my ability. That's why it's so hard to stand on in the shoes of the people on the other side now, because they're all effing nuts. The lieutenant governor was accused of sexual assault. He's filed a $400 million lawsuit against CBS, which is in response to interviews that ran on CBS with accusers. Back in February, Fairfax brings this action to restore his reputation and clear his name, ensure the truth prevails, stop the weaponization of false allegations of sexual assault against him, and vindicate his rights under civil law. Amazing how serious they take it for themselves, but they could care less if there's an R next to the name of the individual that's going through that. Weaponized? Are you kidding? You think we don't know about that word? Unconscionable. Absolutely unconscionable. Did you go to Infusion today?
No. I went yesterday.
I think at some point, even a mind as powerful and willful as yours, the Joey Clark brain, you might want to look into this new technology they have, the iAssist.
I could use it.
It helps you in a lot of ways. It's basically a reset of your brain, but it's helped people with neuro disorders, everything from ADHD, ADD. We had the call from the woman who bought a treatment for her friend who has Parkinson's, and they had immediate results. And it's comfortable. You just sit there. There's no noise. You don't feel a thing. But they attach knobs that put microcurrents into your brain and help it reset to establish patterns. I've talked to people who have had all different types of reactions, but for me, sleeping better, better concentration, better critical thinking skills. Don't laugh, because I'm serious about
it. No,
that.
You are, actually.
They have had amazing results. In fact, this very same treatment, which, by the way, has been tested on thousands, approved by the VA for PTSD. That's another issue where it can be helped. But they're also conducting tests with this on pets that have anxiety issues and things like that. It's an amazing technology. And the best part is, it takes 15, 20 minutes for the process to go through. You don't feel anything. It's comfortable. But you do notice differences. Better energy, less pain. Ask about it. Or maybe you know somebody who has a neurological condition that might be helped by this. It's worth a phone call to 296-1662. Or visit infusioncryolaser.com. I'm going there Saturday morning at 9 if you'd like to join me for an IV vitamin therapy treatment. That just helps replenish whatever your system is needing. And it goes directly into your veins. So there's no waiting. Pills, vitamin pills, I'm not knocking them per se, but your body doesn't absorb but a small percentage of what's in them. IV vitamin therapy works because it all goes in straight to your bloodstream. Ask about that, cryotherapy, and more at 296-1662 or visit infusioncryolaser.com. Brant McDonald coming up.
We're rolling into the 5 o'clock portion of our Thursday rush hour, and we have some issues on I-85 down around the interchange. It looks like we may have an accident on both sides of the interstate near the interchange, so please be careful if you're coming off of I-65 onto 85. And the slowdown on the southbound side looks like an 18-wheeler disabled on the side of the road, so watch it there. Traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We see some large crowds around the Troy Highway and a bit of congestion between Vaughn Road and the interstate, so be careful there. If you headed out of town on the 31s, it looks like a good ride for you this afternoon. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night. Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Parole says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with a new notification law. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus chapter of Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. The allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. If you're carrying a gun, the Publix supermarket chain doesn't want to see it. Publix joining a growing number of retailers and asking customers to not openly carry guns in its stores, even if the state allows it. The new policy comes a week after competing Kroger grocery chain joined Walmart, Target, and other companies in asking customers not to openly carry weapons in their stores. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. Our hot pattern continues. Our rain chances are running not zero, but under 20%. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to about 72. Tomorrow, how about upper 90s again, and the rain chance is minimal. And then mid to upper 90s on Saturday with perhaps some isolated storms here and there. But Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are really still up for debate. There's a tropical system that we're tracking. The system we hope will bring beneficial rains to Alabama could actually take another track and bypass us altogether. So stay tuned. We will keep you informed. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Some of you who spent part of yesterday remembering the events of 18 years ago, 9/11, and those heroes on Flight 93 who were the first casualties in the War on Terror, may recall the name Todd Beamer. And he was one of those passengers that connected with his wife on the phone. She had already known that it was very likely he was going to die, but they did talk, and he's the guy famously known for saying, "Let's roll," and they went, and they rushed the cockpit, and they got the plane down at the cost of their own lives to keep it from crashing into a situation where there would have been far greater loss of life. Genuine hero. And there's a nice story here today on pjmedia.com. I'm going to try and get this on Facebook. His son, just the little one, when all of this happened, has obviously no recollection of it, is now a star football player in California and doing really well. You kind of forget how much time has passed. That's a good news story today in the wake of all that we observed yesterday. And by the way, I got to recommend it I checked Smithsonian Channel. I don't see it running again this week, but they did something I'd never seen before about 9/11. They collected tape from radio stations and TV stations all over the country and told the story through their coverage, and it was fascinating. And it hit just about every city you can think of for some piece of audio or videotape from a local TV or radio station that contributed. It was really, really amazing. Joining us now on News Talk 93.1 FM, speaking of good news, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. It's been a long, long, sort of a grueling day, but just so much news flow, so much information, a lot to keep up with, and we're having a good day.
Green. I see it whenever I see green. That's good. When I look at the stock
market numbers. The green shoots are always nice, and you know, we're really, really close now to that all-time high in the markets, and right now all the winds are sort of blowing in the right direction. You know, if you recall the last many days, we've been talking about a couple of really big meetings, European Central Bank, and then the Fed next week, and then obviously the ongoing trade discussions with China. And so today, really in the last, I would say, few days, we've had a lot of positive things that have come about that are sort of, as I said, wind at the back of the markets. And we'll see if that's enough to kind of carry us through where we could break out of this and break out to new highs. But you know, quickly just going through it, you know, it's interesting to me. You know, we look at this, you know, the European Central Bank, you know, they had their meeting. They met early in the morning, and that came out, and they did cut their benchmark rate by 10 basis points or 0.10%. And then they announced the big QE program that I was talking about yesterday and the day before, you know, a pretty big deal. And so they're gonna start really pumping. They're gonna pump money into the European economy at a rapid rate. And the thing about it though is that when I say that they cut interest rates on their rate, keep in mind what they're doing is they're cutting it to a worse negative rate. Okay, so. And so what does that mean? All right, let me just quickly explain what we're talking about here, because this is very important. So you have the European Central Bank buys up all, you know, they create this money, they go out, they buy these bonds, they own the bonds. But all these banks in Europe have their money, okay, their reserves that are on the balance sheet of the European Central Bank. And that's what, like, if you think about the Federal Reserve, when we talk about the federal funds rate, all we're talking about is the rate of interest that banks really are going to earn on their reserves. So if it's positive rate, then banks are getting paid, just like you or I would get paid if we went to a bank and put money in there and they said, oh, yeah, we'll pay you 2% on your savings account or something like that. It's the same way with these central banks. In other words, banks have a bank, and it's their central bank. So when the ECB says, we're going to charge you, Mr. Bank, to leave your reserves with us, what are they trying to accomplish? What they want to do is they want to force that bank to pull the reserves away from the European Central Bank, take it away because it's costing them money. They're not earning interest. They're having to pay interest to keep it there. And the reason the ECB wants to do it is because they want to force those banks to go out and make loans to stimulate the economy, to try to put more money in the system. The problem is that the economy is so bad over there that these banks can't even make good loans. Wow. And so they're just willing to sit there and be charged this money, and it's costing the bank money. So what we really have here is we don't have a monetary problem. What we've got is a fiscal policy problem. And when you think about fiscal policy problems in Europe, you think about the big ones, you know, taxes, regulations, spending. These are major fiscal problems. Where you come over here to the U.S., you know, we're bringing taxes down, corporate rates down, individual rates down. So we are growing at the expense of these other economies, you know, Europe, Japan. And we've gone through that, I think, in prior shows and talked about the impact the corporate tax rate has had. So you think about the Federal Reserve now, and, you know, the Federal Reserve tried this same thing, you know, years ago when they launched the big QE program. And the only thing that happened was is the overall monetary base exploded higher. But M2, which includes lending and other facets of banking, just kind of sat there and barely inched higher. So the kill QE experiment really doesn't work that well. All it does is inflate asset prices and mask problems that are occurring at a fiscal policy level. And you think about when Trump came in, you know, when I kept saying the Federal Reserve had done all the heavy lifting with monetary policy and gone as far as they could go, but they needed fiscal policy reforms. Trump comes in, brings down tax rates, deregulates, does those things, and you see what happens. And so, yes, the announcement out of the ECB was welcome news for, quote, financial instruments, okay? Probably not going to be really, really great news at the end of the day for their overall economy or helping to fight deflation, etc. The second thing is we got inflation numbers today. You know, yesterday we had the producer price index. We had the CPI today. Those numbers were way low. In other words, it's indicating we do not have an inflation problem in the United States. That gives the Fed runway to bring down the federal funds rate next week. I think everyone agrees they overshot. They raised too quickly. They need to bring them back down, and that's probably the right move. And then the third catalyst would be that, you know, the tone between the president and China now is much more positive than it was even several weeks or months ago.
Right.
And that's very helpful as well. So all these winds blowing in the right direction in terms of stocks, financial markets, and financial instruments, those kinds of things.
Yet the media can always find, you know, the lump of coal in the field of diamonds, can't they? You know, you're right. It was just a few weeks ago they were excoriating him for the situation with China and everything else. And here we are. How far does the Dow have to go before it breaks that record? I know it's over 27,000. And these are arbitrary numbers. They're nothing more than that. They're just interesting because they're benchmarks. 27,000, 3,000 for the S&P. Just a couple of weeks ago, that was below 2,900. So
right.
There's been a huge comeback here in a relatively short period of time.
No, you're absolutely right. And I just think, you know, for guys like me, I mean, this is my 30th year in the business, you know, I can't believe it.
Wow.
And over those years, you know, not just me, but all the guys like me that are in this field of asset management, portfolio management, and financial advice, we're conditioned based on the old rules, the old data sets, and all of the factors that you follow and that kind of thing. But I'm just telling you, and I'm trying to scream it, tell everyone I can think of that really what is going on. One of the best things that Trump has done as president was bring down the corporate tax rate. We are sucking money in from all over the world at a torrid pace. And that is what is explaining this backdrop around the world that everyone is so up in arms about and is so nervous and filled with anxiety. And it's the same type of headline that Democrats are trying to use to create this scenario that this is going to happen in America or that it is already happening. The reality is that with these low corporate tax rates, we're just taking growth from the rest of the world and capital is coming here. And that's the fact.
And yet the Democrats are out there promising to get those evil corporations and make them pay their fair share. And we
exactly. And I will say, I'm going to tell you, and I'll remind everyone listening to me, when it comes to managing money and making decisions about our clients' money, I am apolitical. I have to be.
I'm glad you said that because I've seen you addressing your clients, and that is not the driving force in the way you manage people's money.
No, you don't. It's like your favorite football team or something. You don't blindly say, Greg, you know, Auburn's going to beat Alabama this year. just because you love your school. I mean, if they don't have the horses to do it, you're crazy.
Right.
So you have to look at all these things objectively and make decisions based on what is going on. And even if it's a Democrat who made a great economic decision, and I think it was one, I will say that was a good move. If Trump makes a decision that is not going to be good for the economy or markets, I will speak up if that's how I truly feel. But what I'm saying right now is that corporate tax rate is absolutely going to pay huge, huge dividends over the next 8 years remaining, on the 10-year life of that legislation. And that's a big story, and it's just not being reported or talked about.
No, neither is the great news that the median economic income in America is almost at 70,000. There's all kinds of great news out there, but to me, it doesn't help the agenda or the narrative. And somehow this man with it, I could not deal with what this guy has to deal with on a day. He's out there talking to reporters right now. 522, if you would like to get a plan together for your financial future, short-term, long-term, whatever, I just want to talk investment. Brant and the team, he's got some amazing people at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. I urge you, take some time out of your day and do it soon. Call 387-0094, make an appointment, and sit down and talk and meet these people and discuss what you would like to accomplish with the money you work so hard to make. Don't be a fool like me. I blew my chance. You don't have to. 387-0094. They'd love to sit down and talk about your financial future at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thanks for the time. Tomorrow's Friday, but if anything big breaks, give us a holler, okay?
Will do. We'll do it.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
As we get to the final minutes of the show, wind this thing down, we kind of go through the crap pile from the day. A new video game where the goal is to date a young, sexy Colonel Sanders?
That actually sounds intriguing.
Oh, I didn't know you...
Well, I don't, but sounds like a fun game.
This story, I was going to save it for Dana and Jacqueline, but I don't trust myself to not lose it. But we're going to do it. I just dropped a big pile of papers on the floor. We'll do it right after this very quick break. Also got a clip. We like to do a clip at this time in the show on some of Trump's best comebacks. So we have that ahead. And then our rocket scientist of the day. It's amazing.
We are rolling right on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a big mess around the interchange on I-85. Please be careful. We have incidents on both sides of the interstate near that area, so watch out where you're headed and look out for the traffic around you. We also have an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Bell Road, so be careful there. The traffic on the Atlanta Highway is already really busy, and it's extra busy down Taylor Road from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. We don't see any big problems on the 31, so if you're headed out of town that way, just be careful. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38 in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the NFL projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Joey.
Got a story here I'd like your opinion on.
All right.
It's a workplace injury story. A guy identified only as Javier, an engineer for a railroad company in Paris. 6 years ago, he was on a business trip to Meung-sur-Loire, France. That sounded good saying that, didn't I? Kind of continental. Even though he was married, he met a local woman in Meung-sur-Loire.
Mm-hmm.
And they went up to his hotel room to consummate their new friendship.
Yeah.
During said consummation, Javier had a heart attack and died.
How did he have a heart attack during a pillow fight? Isn't that how you consummate your friendships? Pillow fights?
That's a sure sign things are going in the right direction.
Indeed they are. But he had a heart attack.
Yeah,
okay.
With that one I told you, I remember I used to hit her with the newspaper in the keister in the morning.
Right.
That's how it started.
And then the real pillow fight started later, right?
So, here's where this goes. An action was filed that this should be considered a workman's comp situation. All right, so he dies in the middle of having a great time with a woman, And the family wanted this to be ruled a workplace accident so that his wife would collect 80% of his salary every year until he would have hit retirement age.
Actually, I covered this on my show last night. Yeah. As you started getting into the meat of it.
Why didn't you stop me?
Well, I am now. But it's a great story. Because it turns out, right, that the wife of the cheater won the court case.
Yeah. That's how, let's keep in mind, this is France where a lot of screwy things happen. And I'm sure they look at some of the stuff that happens here. But in the eyes of the court, they agreed it was a workplace accident. And she not only gets 6 years of back salary, but will continue to collect for many years to come until he would have hit retirement age, and then she'll get his pension. That's a nice consolation prize. I wonder if that's ever been attempted here. A salesman representing a company goes to another town, he's got business meeting scheduled, meets somebody, and then croaks himself during the middle of that.
Well, it depends on his company's sales strategies. Like, sir, we need you to go to Baltimore and execute the honeypot plan.
Nothing surprises me anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if...
You got a good milkshake, right? Bring him to the yard.
I will ask Joey during the upcoming break to elucidate further on the milkshake term. But we have a topic to discuss here that's I think we both are in complete and total agreement on. Eddie Bader.
Oh, Eddie Bader. Amazing guy.
Yes.
Down-to-earth guy. Very funny. But the best thing about him, I could say humbly, the best thing about him, not judging you completely, Eddie.
Beyond his good looks.
Well, yeah. Okay. That too. Right. He's a top-notch real estate agent. He's always looking out what's happening here in the River Region, what are the latest homes in the market, whether people trying to buy a home, growing family, or first-time home buyers. He's really good at, you know, holding a first-time home buyer hand in hand. It's a difficult decision. It's one of the biggest decisions in life, financially speaking, when you buy your first home, buy any home. And so he can help walk you through the process. In fact, he's been looking so much, Greg, he wanted me to present. There's an open house this Sunday.
Oh.
From 2 to 4 p.m. in the Gunter Grove neighborhood, 768 Williamson Road. It's a little under 2,000 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. But here's the thing with this place, folks. It's just been updated. Everything is new. The flooring, all the appliances, like, it's been painted. It's just, you got to go check it out on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. But say you can't make it Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. for this open house at 768 Williamson Road, Montgomery. Why don't you give Eddie Bader a call? Because he could show you the place. So the number is 322-0662, 322-0662 if you want to see this place. Or maybe you want your place to have this magnificent open house and you're trying to sell. Eddie Bader can help you with that too. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
I would like to add one addendum. I am a very happy customer of Eddie Bader's and the Goodson Group.
He's great.
Phenomenal man and a phenomenal team of people there at Goodson Group. 535, let's see if traffic is starting to thin out.
As we roll our way through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a big mess on I-85, both northbound and southbound, down around the interchange. We have a couple of accidents near the interchange, and now we have one on 85 South at Perry Hill Road. Please avoid I-85 if you can this afternoon. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. We have some traffic jams around the Troy Highway and Vaughan Road, but everybody's moving along just fine. We don't have any issues on the 31s, and if you can make it over to I-65, it looks like it's running at a speed limit ride this afternoon. Let's just be really careful and get home safely. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus chapter of Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. The allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. The Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Parole says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with a new notification law. If you're carrying a gun, the Publix supermarket chain doesn't want to see it. Publix joining a growing number of retailers and asking customers to not openly carry guns in its stores, even if the state allows it. The new policy comes a week after competing Kroger grocery chain joined Walmart, Target, and other companies in asking customers not to openly carry weapons in their stores. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our hot pattern continues. Our rain chances are running not zero, but under 20%. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to about 72. Tomorrow, how about upper 90s again, and the rain chances minimal. And then mid to upper 90s on Saturday with perhaps some isolated storms here and there. But Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are really still up for debate. There's a tropical system that we're tracking. The system we hope will bring beneficial rains to Alabama could actually take another track and bypass us altogether. So stay tuned. We will keep you informed. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
Tires, expert service, Tire City.
Hey, Montgomery. Local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4-ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tough.
rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite. Make a friend. Don't forget to share. Work it out. Wait your turn. Never take a dare. Get along. Don't make me come down there. Clean your room. Fold your clothes. Put your stuff away. Make a bed. Do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Me, close your mouth when you chew. We'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get a door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, I'll count two, three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a go.
For that via Facebook, and glad to play it. It was fun. Haven't heard that in a long, long time. It is 5:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I am diminishing the garbage gets picked up here today, right?
Yes, usually Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay, so I'm trying to get rid of as much of this crap in my...
You have quite a sizable pile.
Tomorrow morning, by the way, on our morning segment with Rich, Jay, Emily, when we're on TV at CBS 8, we're going to do the bite or suck thing on the foods. You and I discussed
this. Yeah, we talked about that.
I sent some of that stuff over there.
I tend to be a biter in general.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, when I go through this, I wonder, why did I keep all this stuff? I went to check my checking account balance today. And I'm pretty good at keeping mental.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit lower than I thought it would be.
Ooh, I hate that.
Yeah. On the other hand, if my bank accidentally deposited $120,000 in my account, I don't think I'd spend it. Because you know that's a mistake. And I can certainly relate to the temptation. You go to check your balance and there's $120,000 in there that came from somewhere. Robert and Tiffany Williams of Montoursville, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, of course, being the state to produce this guy.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles.
Into traffic circles.
Because on the county, you want to know why?
Why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yeah. So that the state that gave us that guy... they found 120 grand in their account that hadn't been there. So it's not like they borrowed $500 to cover some expense or pay their power bill. They went out and they bought an SUV, a race car, 2 four-wheelers, and a camper. They did pay some legitimate bills and gave away $15,000 to their friends. BB&T Bank contacted the couple on the 20th of June after realizing the error, telling the couple they were responsible for returning the funds. Now they face felony theft charges. As they arrived in court, the husband said, "I got some bad legal advice. Probably wasn't the best thing in the end." No trial date is set. They both face 20 years. for their spending spree. I mean, I get it. It's got to be really, really tempting. But when you know it's not yours, and you know it's a mistake, they are going to catch it.
By the way, it happened again.
What?
That story. Yeah. Covered that story the other night, too.
See us old people. We have trouble.
This happens.
Getting to the news.
We, unfortunately, all the shows here don't coordinate all their content. And, you know, it's fine. Not everybody's listening at every second of the day.
All right, well, there's a new system in place as of now. I get it first, and you get my leftovers.
I don't know about that.
Is Rick still here? We can...
No.
No, he's not?
No.
We could ask.
We could arm wrestle for it. I've been working out, brother.
Another outbreak. Did you talk about the people that have been holding up fast food places or threatening with weapons because of cold French fries and burgers?
No, I did not hear about this.
I don't want to talk about that.
Fine.
I don't know about that.
You've turned all sorts of... You're kind of surly there.
Actually, you've kind of put me in the mood for Alexa. Because you use the magic words. Alexa Echo Silver.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Alexa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita. What them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
How come I can't get this blasted, speaking of blasted things, blasted computer to play? Aaron Judge hit a home run in that second game in Detroit, and I want to watch it, mm-hmm. And it won't play the video.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because this is a piece of crap. How do we get this fixed? How many years have I been begging, just to get enough of an upgrade so I can play a freaking video on that computer and run it over the air?
How long have you been here?
I'm in my 15th big year.
Yeah, so that's how long you've been complaining. I've heard the old clips even before I was here.
I don't understand. What system do we need to be able to play a video? That's all I want.
Really nice audio card. That can play multiple channels at once.
Is it expensive? I'll buy it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I won't buy it. I have a daughter changing her life and a stepson who's going to college. So we'll just have to live with what we have. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings has the perfect chair. We found it. We needed another recliner. And we found one that's actually serves all the purposes. Because this one, it rocks. It turns. and you can put your feet up with it, and it kind of it's kind of like sitting in a real soft catcher's mitt. Very comfortable, and we got an incredible price at it at a place I really didn't know existed, Kaiser Fine Furnishings. The first thing you should know is if you're going to buy furniture, you should go there first, A, because you're not going to find a place with more choices. It's a huge building. It's not ostentatious with big glass walls and all that. So this is your basic store with aisles and aisles and aisles of all kinds of furniture choices and discounts throughout. Stella is the woman you want to talk to because she can help you find exactly what you're looking for. We were looking at recliners. We had about 10. She found us 10 to pick from. And the price ranges were pretty parallel. So it really came down to almost a merry-go-round, sitting in one chair, trying the next one, going back, okay, and then finally picking the one that they delivered to our house. And you will save at Kaiser just by walking in the door, because if you buy there, you're outside the Montgomery tax. You save 1.5% in addition to the great discounts that they offer. So when you're ready, whether it's a single piece, something for a unique corner in the house, or you need, you're tired of looking at the same old stuff, try Kaiser. Buy Wiser. Be there first. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And tell Stella you heard about him here. It's time for our final visit to the Traffic Donjon.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Rolling right on through the 5 o'clock hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is looking around the river region, and most of our traffic has returned to a normal flow. We don't have any problems on the Boulevard or the 31s, but if you are on I-85, there is a traffic jam that runs from about Ann Street all the way out to the interchange, so please be careful there. There are several accidents, and the traffic is really slow this afternoon. If you're on I-65, there's not many problems. We do see a slowdown around the Northern Boulevard headed towards Prattville. It's a little short one, and you'll get through there pretty quickly. Do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I'm Thursday too, yeah.
Song to our good buddy 84, and may you have 84 more, we hope. What's going on in the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Oh, we have Frisco Riverstone in the house.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, and I think we're going to preview the Democratic debate tonight.
Yeah, what are they, is there a theme like last time they did climate change?
No, that was a climate town hall. This is a true debate where hopefully Bernie Sanders will bite Elizabeth Warren on the neck.
That'd be nice.
I want to see blood.
Here's what they're really going to do. Just take it out and spank it hard. There's your debate in one sound effect or less. Take out your and give that thing a good... And there's your Democratic debate. Watch Andy Griffith instead. You'll get more out of it.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
I suppose that includes me. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Young Joey is next, all by his big self. I'll be back in the morning with Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, and Emily Hayes.
The stories suck.
Well, thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Joey, this is where you take over.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. More changes coming for asylum seekers after this week's Supreme Court ruling allowing implementation during a court battle.